This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. What did you pick up from what he said on Preston Williams that he is? He said definitely improving. So does that, when he at least gives you kind of a little color to that comment, do you kind of say, okay, well, maybe, you know, that's a positive sign that, not that he's playing this week, but that maybe Preston is getting closer.
We all know Preston is coming back. I think he can play if needed. I think they're not really pushing him and they don't really need him right now. I think the only time you'll need him is if something happens to Devontae Parker. I mean, there are guys who fit certain molds of receivers, and you know, Devontae, Preston, and Mac Hollins, they're all one receiver, and they all fit into that slant running mold of receiver, big body targets. They've got two on the active right now in Mac Hollins, who's the number one gunner, so he has to be active no matter what. And then you've got Devontae Parker. I don't really think you have a need for Preston Williams right now. You have a need more for speed guys. And Will Fuller was going to be that. Right now you're going to have to lean on Albert Wilson and Jaylen Waddle. You know, Jakeem, if he's ever going to be in the equation from an offensive standpoint. And they've got enough weaponry. We complained last week about, you know, Mike Gesicki, your second best offensive weapon or third best offensive weapon, not having any many targets. There's only so many balls to go around, so many elite targets, and I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, and the Gesicki thing, you noticed after they wanted to get more blockers in there.
Yep.
And so to them, it was
and
more.
What do I always tell you? What do I always tell you? He's a glorified slot receiver.
And I have no problem with that. There's plenty of guys like that in this league. I got no, as long as you can catch the ball, I'm good with that. If you're productive with that, now you can't be a glorified receiver and not receive, and you're dropping balls all over the place and not scoring. Okay, what I mean, you know. I don't mind that.
That surprised me for Hunter Long, a rookie, to take 20 of his offensive snaps. Like, that's a shocker. That's a shocker for me.
But you're not in the end, when it's all said and done, you're actually not surprised, right? Because Hunter was considered more of a complete type of tight end, a kid that can, you know, get his nose dirty and block some.
Yeah, but are you going to do Gesicki like this? Are you going to do Gesicki like this in a contract? You know, like
that's Omar. It's not about your contract. It's about winning the damn game. And if in the game plan it requires,
are you saying that Mike Gesicki can help you? I mean, that Hunter Long can help you win the game better than Mike Gesicki can?
They won the game, didn't they?
Because Xavier Howard forced the fumble and recovered it. That's the only reason they won the game.
The game has to be tight enough for Xavier Howard to win the game for you, my brother. Okay, so you play the game throughout four quarters. So, yes, that was the game-deciding play.
But
the team, both offensively, defensively, and on special teams, you kept a tight game. You gave your team a chance to win at the end of the game. So, for their game plan.
Let me ask you a question. When it's a W, it's hard to argue anything.
You know what I'm saying?
If Xavier doesn't get that fumble, do they win?
No, of course not. Of course not. And if Tua doesn't score, they don't win. And if Tua doesn't throw to Waddle for a touchdown, they don't win. And if Tua doesn't find Parker on a slant, they don't win. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can say. If they don't do certain things, they don't end up winning the game. Everything comes together as the sum of all parts, and then you get the finished product. So they did enough all over the place to put themselves in position to be successful. I was talking about this. Pittsburgh last week, Omar, made Buffalo, you know, pretty pedestrian. Let's put it that way. Allen was 30 of 51. He threw 51, but the completions for 30 was only for 270 yards and a touchdown. And he did run 9 times, but it was 44 yards. Beasley caught 8 balls, but they were 60. You know, what's it called? Diggs caught nine balls, but 69 yards. Singletary rushed 11 times, 72, no touchdowns. So they did a really good job of kind of bending and not breaking for the Bills. They gave up some yards, but they limited them to 16 points. And in a way, that's kind of been Miami's game under Flo right now, because they haven't gotten to the point where they're a dominant defense, but they do give up some yards, but they don't end up breaking a lot of times. And they kind of make teams settle for field goals or things like that, or they get a turnover or something along those way, along that way. They're and tough. I almost feel like in order to get to them to be pedestrian, do you agree with me that it's all about Ogbah and Phillips and Van Ginkle and Siler and Wilkins and Baker and all these guys getting after Allen one way or another, whether you sack him or just hit him, but make him feel like a pinball machine in the between the bumpers on a consistent basis?
That just has not been a very successful strategy. I hear where you're going and your thought process, but it just has not been a very successful strategy for Miami. And from that standpoint, when do you see this team getting pressure with rushing just four? It just doesn't happen.
Well, no, that's why I threw the linebackers in there. And even, you're going to have to set safety blitz. You're going to have a corner blitz. You're going to have to keep him off balance somewhat and keep him in the pocket, too, at the same time. So it's got to kind of be a discipline type of thing if you can. So how do you see it?
I think they have to take that same approach and drop seven in the cover. I think they got to vary their coverages. And I think shadowing him on downs is important. Shadowing him on third downs is important. I think, basically containing the run is critical. And then, you know, confusing him, changing up the looks. But I'm not sure blitzing him on third downs is the right approach.
You like 7-8 DBs and then kind of having what's it called? Baker being the spy for him. Is that what you're saying?
I do. Baker or one of the safeties. I think Holland would be a great spy. Just a guess.
Big dude, bro.
Yeah, he is big. I was taking a look at him. He's got some size to him, but Josh Allen's a real big dude. Josh Allen's the size of a tight
end. That's what I meant, is that Josh, for Holland to cover him, that's a big body that he has to try to fight and take down. And Allen is a big hog, dude. Holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, Holland only weighs like 17 less pounds than Jerome Baker. So, you know. But to me, it's about speed and closing ability. And I like Baker's blitzing ability. I like his, you know, but then you take him away and then somebody's not defending the back. So Josh Allen has beaten Miami 5 of 6 times. He's won AFC Player of the Week 4 of the 6 times. He's won it 4 times against the Dolphins. He's won AFC Player of the Week 6 times in his career, and 4 of those games have been against the Dolphins. So that's the level of dominance that he's had. I'm writing a column in the Sun Sentinel right now, basically explaining why Josh Allen is Miami's daddy. they gotta get some child support payments, man, because he is their father.
Well, dad's gonna lose this week.
Okay,
and I do like, if you can't rush him, which I think they're gonna try. I do like the opposite of that is dropping 7-8 guys and just flooding the zone and then trying to confuse him and try to make him. The only thing I worry about, obviously, is that he's going to then kill you with his legs. And he's done a really good job of that, of killing them with his legs and made a lot of. Now, this past week, Pittsburgh really was able to limit that. Now,
I think your best approach is to fuck him up. And you know, but to do that, you got to blitz him. And I think you pay big, you blitz him. You know, it just hasn't been very effective and successful for you. So, yeah, he's probably a harder riddle to solve than Tom Brady. If you think about it.
The only thing also is this is the first time they play him with Jones and X on the field. So this might make a little bit of a difference.
They had Jones and X in the season finale. So, yeah, well, That
did they? Oh yes, they did. That's right. He was healthy.
Where they got roasted by backups, not yes. Jones next, but yes, the Dolphins.
Yeah, they, yeah, they but
killed Noah, just yes. destroyed him.
Well, but Noah's different. That's what I'm saying. Having those two guys there, Needham playing well.
They killed Needham. It wasn't
right.
Let me be fair.
Okay. Yeah, Needham. And Needham's playing well right now, so hopefully that will translate over to this game.